The First Amendment allows for free speech in America, but sometimes free speech gets abused. Conservatives note that the Southern Poverty Law Center, the SPLC, based in Montgomery, Alabama, has been falsely labeling genuine Christian ministries as supposedly being hate groups. One man has written a book about the Southern Poverty Law Center. His name is Tyler O'Neill of the Heritage Foundation, and the name of his book is Making Hate Pay, The Corruption of the Southern Poverty Law Center. If you have the good fortune to subscribe to DailySignal.com and you see these articles from Heritage Foundation, you'll often see the name Tyler O'Neill. And some of these stories are about the Southern Poverty Law Center. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Points, and we welcome back to the program Tyler O'Neill. Tyler, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jerry. Glad to be here.
Okay, so I know this is not news, but how is it that a group like the SPLC can say that D. James Kennedy Ministries is basically up there with the skinheads, or the Family Research Council is like the KKK? How can they say that? I mean, it's so outrageous and outlandish and untrue.
Yeah, no, I mean, I entirely agree, and that's the reason I wrote the book. Because they've been saying this for years, and you know they didn't even blink an eye when a terrorist used their hate map to target the Family Research Council for a shooting in 2012, and yet they've continued to keep FRC on the hate map ever since, knowing that this is one of the results that happened. So it's an excellent question, and it has me scratching my head. But I think the basic answer is that when you are as far left as the SPLC, you start to think that anyone who disagrees with you must hate you, and they must hate certain people. They think that the only reason you would ever disagree with, you know, same-sex marriage, for instance, or laws supposedly preventing conversion therapy, or any sort of – on a host of liberal issues, especially also, you know, enforcing the border. If you disagree with those, you must ipso facto be hateful. And it doesn't matter to them that Christianity has a 2,000-year history, and I mean Judaism before that, a 3,000-year history on the, you know, on the lower side of the estimation, of – holding to marriages between one man and one woman. And that doesn't mean that any Christian or Jew is forced to hate anyone who identifies as LGBT or whatever they want to identify as. It means that we hold a certain standard, a certain belief about marriage and where, you know, where sexual relations belong and what it means when you're male or female. And those are just things we believe, but at the same time, we love and respect those who, you know, come to us asking for questions. I mean, Christians are called to love our enemies, and we do. And that's the thing, is it's like, on the one hand, we have to stand for the truth, but on the other hand, we have to show Jesus' love as ambassadors of the kingdom to those who disagree with us. And that can sometimes be a hard balance to make, but I think, you know, the fine folks at Alliance Defending Freedom, the fine folks at FRC, and the fine folks at D. James Kennedy Ministries show how it can be done. We speak the truth in love. And when you have true compassion for people, there's no way you could be considered a hate group. And yet we see these organizations falsely maligned and placed on this list, again, on a map with chapters of the Ku Klux Klan. And this means something because the SPLC gained its reputation by suing Klan chapters into bankruptcy.
Can you explain what you mean by the hate map? And by the way, in one of your articles, it said this, the hate map from the SPLC website, they said, quote, in 2022, so 2022, we tracked 1,225 hate and anti-government groups across the U.S., end quote. Is there any validity to this? What are they talking about? What is this hate map?
Yeah, so the hate map is something the SPLC puts out every year. They put on it, you know, some genuinely dangerous and evil organizations like the Ku Klux Klan. And then they also decide to put on it, you know, people who are questionable, sometimes engage in scuffles like the Proud Boys do with Antifa. But then they also put on their mainstream organizations and, you know, like Alliance Defending Freedom, Family Research Council. These are organizations, many of them are legal organizations like the American Freedom Law Center, where these are a bunch of lawyers who defend people's religious freedom and free speech rights in court. And now they're placed on a hate map. So this map is meant to be a resource to law enforcement, to media, to politicians, to see where hate is coming from and to crack down on these potential sources of hate, which the SPLC very heavily suggests. And they don't always say this, but they heavily suggest that this hate is the driving factor behind any sort of terrorism, any sort of harassment, even if there is no connection whatsoever. And the biggest example I always use about this is when in 2016, there was a horrific shooting. Omar Mateen went to a gay nightclub in Orlando and opened fire, the Pulse nightclub shooting. He killed 51 people. And the SPLC loves to bring this up as an example of anti-LGBTQ hate. But in reality, you know, not only did Omar Mateen pledge fealty to the Islamic State before he opened fire, but he did not intentionally choose that club for its LGBT affinity. He just chose it as a place where people were that he wanted to kill people at. So there is no connection. And then, of course, the SPLC years later comes out with a report and says, oh, anti-LGBT sentiment is rising. We have people at Family Research Council talking to President Donald Trump. We have people at ADF talking to the Supreme Court. This is proof of hate. And this is the kind of hate that inspired the shooting at the Pulse nightclub. And I'm just over here scratching my head because I also remember when the Pulse nightclub shooting happened, Chick-fil-A workers decided to show up on a Sunday giving free Chick-fil-A to the families of victims, showing their support, showing a true Christian compassionate response in the aftermath of this horrific, hateful attack. And, you know, we see the SPLC try to demonize conservative Christians with a radical Islamic terror attack, acting as though conservative Christians who just disagree with some of the LGBT lifestyle, you know, that they are somehow responsible for someone who actually killed people. You know, Christians, we're not out here saying that, you know, we're not militating against LGBT people. We're just saying we want to be able to hold our faith positions in the public square. And we're being equated with people who actively engage in this violence.
That is amazing. One of the articles you wrote recently related to the SPLC talked about the anti-Israel protests that took over the House building, the House office building, and maybe there was some link between the SPLC and organizing that protest. There were people who were claiming to be Jews for peace, but they were opposed to, let's say, Israel retaliating against Hamas.
Yeah, they had these shirts that said Jews demand a ceasefire, and it's a fascinating, you know, and this is a group that the Anti-Defamation League, which I don't always see eye to eye with them on, but they have warned that the organization responsible for putting together this protest has engaged in activities that harass Jews on college campuses. And, you know, this is the kind of thing we see from Students for Justice in Palestine. Some of these organizations that claim to be pro-Palestinian, but often they end up in practice being more anti-Semitic. But at this protest, Marjorie Taylor Greene was able to get the phone of one of the organizers, or someone she claims to have been an organizer, and she saw on the phone the name of someone who, at least according to a LinkedIn profile, is a head lawyer at the Southern Poverty Law Center. And I reached out, and I'm sure many other journalists reached out to the Southern Poverty Law Center after this, asking, you know, is this true? Is this person, you know, with you? Did you have any role in this? And the SPLC didn't respond at all. Now, the SPLC frequently doesn't respond to me, but if we were barking up an entirely wrong tree, it would be very easy for the SPLC to say, no, she's not a lawyer with us, and no, we don't support this kind of thing happening. We don't support our lawyers doing this. And the SPLC did not comment until 3 weeks after the horrific terrorist attack that we saw Hamas perpetrate against Israel, you know, killing 1,400 Israeli citizens, most of whom were civilians. And when the SPLC did comment, which they did on Saturday, finally, they came out and they falsely accused Israel of having targeted Palestinian civilians in Gaza.
Wow. That's amazing. So they didn't even comment on the October 7th until just recently, just a few days ago or whatever. This recording, by the way, is taking place.
October 28th.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. Well, that's incredible. All right. One of your articles also talks about this. The Southern Poverty Law Center pressures donors to blacklist conservatives. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is actually a project that the Southern Poverty Law Center has long pushed. They have this No Place for Hate campaign. And in this particular instance, it's like anti, you know, they talk about hate philanthropy, but they're demonizing donor advised funds, which direct when you're a donor and you want to support charitable causes, you can put your money in a donor advised fund, which helps keep track of, for tax purposes and for other reasons, it keeps track of your money and helps you direct it to organizations you support. So what the SPLC has done is it goes to these donor advised funds and it tells them to stop funding certain groups because it knows that it can't convince the donors not to support those groups. So it tries to go for the middleman. And it tried to convince a whole bunch of donor advised funds to just cut off certain organizations, some of which the SPLC brands hate groups, some of which it puts on the hate map without calling them hate groups, which is an interesting thing they did this year. They listed a whole bunch of what they call anti-government groups on the hate map, still essentially equating them with the KKK, but moving away from the hate group accusation, specifically that term. And in this case, not only did they go after donor advised funds and say, look, you need to stop giving to ADF, you need to stop giving to FRC, or we're going to shame you publicly. They also put on there Project Veritas and Turning Point USA, which I found particularly shocking because those groups have never been on the hate map. And they're not, you know, they're not typically the kind of groups that the SPLC goes after. So they're expanding even more the organizations that they're demonizing. And based on this report, I wouldn't be surprised if Project Veritas and Turning Point USA end up on the hate map next year.
Okay, Tyler, your website for your articles is dailysignal.com, and we have a 20-second closing thought on the Southern Poverty Law Center. Tyler O'Neill.
Yeah, so the Southern Poverty Law Center is a morally bankrupt organization with bank accounts in the Cayman Islands, upwards of $700 million endowment, and they make their money by demonizing people who disagree with them.
Okay, Tyler O'Neill, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.